Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 6th of June, recording at 10:29. That's British summer time, and much later than I would like it to be, but I had appointments till about 3 o'clock here today. Okay, first highlights. Not a great many in here today. Asian stock markets were generally firm. I think it was a new closing high on India. That's certainly been the momentum play recently. And also Japan, well, that second section index is steady, so we could easily see another test of that 12,000 level for the Nikkei 225. And bonds fractionally steadier. Silver possibly getting a bounce from the lower side of its current trading range in here, but the dollar's still pretty steady overall. Okay, how to actually play it? Well, I'm very content to ride investment positions that I hold. And these are mainly, as you probably realize, but there are new subscribers coming in all the time, so just a quick review here. Mainly in the Asian markets, and mostly in emerging Asia. Biggest percentage there would be, for me, would be in India. And I also have sleepers like Thailand, which I'm perfectly content with on the basis of very cheap valuations for what's a good growth market. But the momentum plays, and I'll come, well, I should discuss that right now. When there's a generally nervous feeling throughout markets, and I think it would be fair to say that investors, wherever they may reside, certainly international investors are probably are certainly more nervous today than they were, say, back in late 2003, late 2004. And when you get that type of situation, among the leveraged players at any rate, we're likely to, at least among the leveraged players, we're likely to see an even greater percentage of momentum investing. In other words, if a market's performing, they will participate. And the main consideration, in addition to making money, is not to lose any money. Now, you might say, well, surely people feel that way all the time, and they do, but to a greater or lesser degree. I'd just say that the risk perceptions are higher in this type of environment. So they won't chance their arm at something unless they're seeing that market actually begin to perform. And when it starts to lose that performance, then they'll jump out, thus the volatility that we have seen in a number of markets. And I think that's quite likely to continue. So India, which is a very good story, but aside from that, it has certainly become a major momentum play here right now. And when it loses that momentum, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we don't see a medium-term correction. Will I sell out of some of my positions there, take some profits? Well, probably not, unless, as I've said before, unless it does something ridiculously silly on the upside. Would I buy it up here? Definitely not. I'm quite happy to hold. When we do see that next medium-term correction, I'll almost certainly come in and buy more. But in terms of get back to the momentum theme, that will leave an exceptionally well-valued market such as Thailand lagging well behind here, but just sort of drifting, ranging very quietly. But that will have its momentum run as well, and you can bet that when the India game plays out for a while, that there'll be a lot of money Short-term money, at any rate, looking for a new safe haven. India, incidentally, remains by far my favorite stock market for the very long term, but I won't go in and review any of those points, or go on and review any of those points, because I've spelled them out on numerous occasions, and they're all in the archive. Okay, what else would be interesting here? Singapore could become a momentum play. Very firm, and it had pushed to a new high for the year, and a number of markets have done that, but Singapore is a bit special in terms of its overall valuations, which are exceptionally attractive. And I think the only factor that might prevent that from happening would be, well, it's possibility here, because it's a relatively I was going to say small market, but perhaps not. But again, I'm waffling here, so let me get on to the next point. Singapore is a candidate for a momentum run. Okay, also, European stock markets. Well, it'll be interesting to see how they respond to Wall Street's performance. They had a good day. Europe had a good day in here today. Some substantial gains, nothing spectacular. But all on the upside. Well, the UK had about the best, did have the best performance, up 0.76%. Now, what's going on there? You've got BP, you've got Shell, you've got Xstrata, you've got Billiton, you've got Rio Tinto, and those shares have been very powerful recently. I mean, Rio just soared. I think it was up 48p in here today. It was a tremendous, tremendous move. One of my core positions, and I know some of you will own that. Now, the U.S. stock market, I think it started off. I believe it started off with a small gain. I'm not sure, but at any rate, we closed with the Dow down 101 points. That was nearly 1%. Similar, not quite so large, slightly smaller decline for the S&P down 10. NASDAQ, though, was only down 0.5%. That's the NASDAQ Composite Index. But that is not going to help sentiment in Europe tomorrow, and I'd be surprised if all the Asian markets shrugged it off. Now, factors. There are always trigger factors in here, and the big one was the price of oil, which touched a new high in here today and closed at, after hours trading, 61.24. And this move, you remember we had the upward dynamic last week, or was it at the very beginning of this week? Can't remember. But we did have that strong upward dynamic, checking the setback. And the sentiment in the short term is heavily influenced by storms in the in the U.S. Gulf Coast region. And therefore, if those remain the focal point of attention, and if conditions appear to be worsening, it's quite likely that oil will push a bit higher in here. But I would regard these as not exactly a one-off factor, because the hurricane season beckons. There'll be more hurricanes, certainly through, if not in July, through August, or tropical storms. These have so far been classified as tropical storms. But there'll be plenty more of those, I would imagine, in August and September. That's usually the case, and occasionally into October. So we shouldn't expect oil to fall back too far, but nevertheless, up at these levels, I've mentioned the speculation that's been driving the move in the past, mostly a contango situation. So, you know, expect a bit of a choppy performance. But I'm not changing my mind on oil. Secular bull market here, but oil is more interesting after it's seen a shakeout than when it's hitting new highs. Okay. From an investment and trading perspective, that is. And other things to mention to you that are relevant, I think I touched on bonds, small gains. there today. Silver, I mentioned in the highlights, good rebound in silver. Nothing dramatic on the charts. We're currently trading after hours here at 6.97 on the September contract. Incidentally, I have some bids under the market. I got quite close, got within 5 cents, oh, a couple of days ago. But those were in the September contract, and I've canceled those orders and repositioned them in the October, beg your pardon, the December silver contract. So I am a buyer underneath the market, and if we get silver moving up, I will certainly add some sell orders. And continue to trade this on a baby steps basis. I just hope that we see plenty of volatility in the silver market. It seldom disappoints in that respect. And the last thing that it's done of significance is to get a downside move. I'm being a little bit cautious here in terms of my bids. They're a little bit more conservative than they have been previously, partly because I'm not terribly keen to load up too much. Before I go away, but if silver, if we see what I would regard as cheap silver, for much longer, or if it goes a little bit lower in here, I won't be able to resist that temptation to pick some up. That's the bids under the market. Metals, industrial metals. I think they were all up today, and most of them were up yesterday. So we're getting a bit of a rebound in here. That's very much in line with what we've seen after previous bouts of weakness. I've been a little bit more concerned about that sector than previously. We did see some narrowing of the backwardations, although that's usually the case when we get a reaction, downward reaction in the markets. But then there are also all those China stories and so on. So I've been a little bit more cautious about them this time around, but again, I'm holding that Rio Tinto, and the performance is stunning. I wish I'd bought more of that on the last setback. It was a good op with hindsight. That was a good opportunity last month. I think I did mention some of those mining shares coming back to areas of probable support, and the fact that they were in long-term secular bull markets. So I hope some of you, cleverer than I, picked some up in that last opportunity early last month, I believe it was, or a few weeks before that. But that's a sector that I say that I like very much and will almost certainly hold as a core position, continue to hold as a core position. And I think that's about it, folks. So I'm going to go home and grab a bite of supper. All the best.